T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. I felt like we were further along in the week. I mean, it's been a busy couple of days already, hasn't it? By the way, can I correct one of the many errors that I hear today about the release of the Mueller report? I mean, I've heard throughout the day, Democrats are demanding the immediate release of the full report. Listen, I understand it's a great talking point. I really do. And it is a great one. And that's what you're sort of banking on. Can I remind you that a very large portion of this report deals with testimony to federal grand juries? You cannot release that testimony, and that's going to have to be redacted. That's where they the black magic marker covered up. Now, I understand Democrats will use it and say, aha, that's where all the bad stuff happened. But this is not because of Mitch McConnell, although Mitch McConnell is in front of it for some reason. Mitch McConnell, frankly, and I say this as a Republican, Mitch McConnell shouldn't be in front of anything. Just go and sit in a corner and leave everybody else alone. The other thing, very quickly here, as we're hearing that Attorney General William Barr just acted too quickly, there's no way that in the space of 36 hours, 48 hours, he could have figured out whether there was or was not obstruction with all that was in there. Again, I hate to burst balloons here, but Special Counsel Robert Mueller has made it clear through his people he advised the Attorney General weeks ago that he would not have a final conclusion on these obstruction issues. So this was not something where the Attorney General sat down with the Cliff's Notes version and said, I'm good with this. This is something they've been working on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Okay? So I just want to get those two things reflected honestly and accurately in the record. Now, we've got a dust-up, if you will, locally with a couple of Republicans. Now, that didn't happen all that often. Scott Wyatt is joining us. Scott, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now explain this. You're in the 97th district. You're up in the Hanover area. What are you running for and why? That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, the 97th district is made up of east of Hanover County, eastern part of Hanover County, all of New Kent and a majority of King William County. And I currently serve on the local board of supervisors here and have served the citizens for the last 3 years in this term, and very conservative, bringing conservative values to local board. But since our local delegate voted against their state senator that represents us here and the state senator that represents the folks in New King County for Medicaid expansion to bring the largest welfare state to Virginia, the business community came out and asked me would I consider running for the House of Delegates. And I do believe politics finds you. You don't seek out politics.
All right, so explain to everybody when you're talking about the expansion of Medicare and who is it that's advocating for the expansion today?
Well, we know that the Democrats, this was an initiative by the Democrats and other states around the country, and when they introduced it here in the state of Virginia, they, of course, it's a split in the General Assembly, 51-49, and the few Republicans decided to join the Democrats in the governor's initiative and help create Medicaid expansion, what's going to cost the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars in the future. It's borrowed money from the federal government. It's putting over 400,000 people, able-bodied citizens that could work on welfare, and it's creating a welfare state here. And those monies are much needed at the local level, and we see it here in Hanover County, where our community services board has to deal with waiver programs, and there's a need for those with disabilities to receive extra money. But so it blows me away that the General Assembly would would care to give money to able-bodied citizens when folks with disabilities definitely need all those funds.
Well, and that's what I want us to focus on for a couple moments. Scott Wyatt is joining us. He is has jumped into the race for the 97th District House of Delegates. He's taking on a fellow Republican. They're going to have a convention. We'll talk about that in a second. But it's about this issue of Medicaid expansion. And Scott, this is the thing that is disturbing, because those of us who have disabled children or disabled family members know full well about the absurdity of Virginia funding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.